Blog Talk Radio. Wherever you are in the world, I want to welcome you in to our fourth episode of Journey into Healing podcast, and it is our interview with Miss Sonali Fisk. And I'm so happy that you are here. The Journey into Healing podcast is going to be produced every week for your enjoyment, and your upcoming shows you can find over at elizabethsamson.com. On the talk radio page, or I'm sorry, I think it's called radio show page. Whatever it is, you'll find it there at elizabethsamson.com. I want you to come back often and as you like, and feel free to share this out with your friends and subscribe to the RSS feed. You can get those links on my website, elizabethsamson.com. You can follow me on Twitter at esamsonrn or Facebook or wherever you want to find me on the World Wide Web. So that being said, my intention for this show is to inspire and awaken all of you to take 100% control and responsibility for your health, getting you focused and moving forward from today's medical paradigm into the new realm of wellness, where you, the individual, are the architect of your belief, the creator of your reality, and the creator of your health. Now, this is the beginning, the place to come to begin for your transformational healings, universal teachings, they're applied here, and your thoughts are inspired and awakened. I intend to hold this space as a sacred place for divine healing and for positive thoughts. So if you are on board with this, I want to welcome everyone in. I want to ask you to share this podcast out with your friends, families, and followers, and all that you think may benefit from the messages that you are about to receive here today. And if you'd like to participate in this show, you can call in at 646-564-9633. I'll give you that again. It's 646-564-9633. Or you can hop in the chat room over at blogtalkradio.com/Elizabeth Sampson. So I'm going to go back and forth between the chat. So don't feel neglected if you get in there and I can't see you at the time. I will be going in over there and hopefully I will be able to take some of your messages if you call in. I want to give you a little bit of bio background on our lovely Sonali Fisk. She is a women's leadership and visibility mentor, amplifying the voices of marginalized and underrepresented women leaders through her signature program called Pick Your Platform and Raise Your Voice. She mentors women to take a bold stand, strengthen their message, and master their feminine authority in the societal spotlight. Sonali also hosts a weekly telecast series called entitled Call to Sacred Activism for Women Leaders, Activists, and Advocates. Sorry, I'm stumbling on these words again. In addition, Sonali is currently on the Advisory Council of the International Council of Interfaith and Indigenous Women and a partner of the newly formed Women and Girls Sector for the Charter for Compassion. So without further ado, let me bring Sonali into the broadcast. Welcome, Sonali. Are you there?
I am here. Yes. Thank you for having me on your show, Elizabeth.
I am so glad you are here. And I'm so glad we were able to work out some technical difficulties beforehand. So just to let everybody know, if you lose us, you can call in the number. If we get lost, we'll call back in. You know, technology, how it plays, you know, plays a part in our lives, right? So, Sonali, I am so happy to have you here for this interview and even be considered to call you a friend with our masterminds that we have put together in the past. Bringing you on here and talking about your pick your platform and raise your voice program that you have. The first thing, before we talk about that, I want to ask you, when I say the words journey into healing, which this show is about, I want you to tell everybody what that means for you, journey into healing.
What a great start, Elizabeth. What a great question. And healing truly encompasses so much, right? I really had to think about that myself. Yeah. What it is that I do and how that plays a role in bringing healing, kind of planetary, unifying, universal healing, and then healing on a more personal level, right? And
right.
I really feel, Elizabeth, where it connects or weaves is the stand that I'm taking for women to tell their stories. You know, that is such a powerful way to connect to our bodies and connect to the healing that we're all looking for within our own selves and looking to bring to the world. There's so much healing that you can bring in unpacking your own story.
That's so true.
That's
beautiful the way you said that, unpacking your story.
You know, I'm reminded of this beautiful author, Christian Northrup. She in her book, Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom, that something to the effect that what we don't share, Elizabeth, or what we hold in, that can really cause so much, physiologically, that can cause so much illness within our own bodies.
Right.
Because we're working too hard to hold it all in. But there's so much freedom that comes from unpacking it and sharing it with the world and being a beacon and being vulnerable about sharing your story and finding a way to serve others with it.
Yes, that's so true. Vulnerability, like I've said in the past, vulnerability and true authentic, being your true authentic self brings the people to you, attracts them with your light. And as far as, you know, our journey into healing, I believe everyone on this planet is in the journey to healing. So that being said, thank you so much for that beautiful introduction into a journey into healing and how you bring it to it. I want to talk about your program, which I'm not sure if people out there are familiar about it, but I would like you to talk about the program, Pick Your Platform, Raise Your Voice, and a little bit about that. And then I want you to tell me how that came into being, how that came into existence, if you can.
I would love to, Elizabeth. Thank you for that question. It really sprung from this deep-rooted calling, I feel, that I found in my own self, where I wasn't being truly open and willing to share my own story, where I was holding back, right? And as you know, Elizabeth, along my journey, I've found that there's so many women still in our day and age being marginalized and sidelined and silenced. I think if you speak to womankind, you know, overall, there's so many women that could speak to that, that there's part of themselves that is still being not fully seen, not fully visible. And then you have women like me who have come from this immigrant background, you know, spent so much time in assimilation and trying to blend into this dominant culture in this country. And, you know, that feeling of marginalization or not being seen is that much more magnified.
Right.
You know, especially now I find when there is so much negative immigrant rhetoric being perpetuated on the political stage, it really, you know, it's not an empowering feeling, where women just have so much to say, so much to give, and, you know, they're so much a part of the narrative. But the women I work with feel like they're being talked about or talked around, right? They feel that other people are being a voice for them.
And I think that I can relate this to being raised, you know, as a woman, you know, as a girl, how we teach our children, especially, you know, back, I want to talk about my day, you know, it was quite a while ago, but when I was being raised, you're taught that you basically are a second-class citizen to the man who is the dominant one. So I know I have strived, you know, raising my daughter to make her independent and professional woman in this world. So I think now things are changing. Of course, it's going slow, but it is changing. Mm-hmm. And I think you are shining so much light into this world with your program that I believe it benefits all women, you know, not just immigrant women and not just, you know, women that feel that they're marginalized or are marginalized. But I think it stands as a stage to help all women move forward in this world.
So powerful, Elizabeth. Thank you for saying that. That is exactly what gave birth to this program, Pick Your Platform and Raise Your Voice, because women have so much to say. And a lot of us have grown up in that very patriarchal construct, right? That was certainly how I grew up, you know, with five sisters or five girls in the family and a very strong-willed father. And but here I am finding my voice, and I see this in so vividly in the women in my inner circle and the women I work with, that she has so much to say, but we get caught up in the appeasing societal conventions or, traditional, filling traditional male roles, or meeting these expectations that our family has set for us for generations. But we live in such a different world now, Elizabeth, than it was, say, for my grandmother or even your grandmother. You know, they
took
whatever role they could take, you know?
Right.
They took whatever job they could take.
Yeah, the world is different, and I believe roles are changing. And, of course, it goes slowly when we're in it. It looks like it's going slowly. But if you want to look over the past 100 years or 200 years, wow, we have gained so much, so much. And that being said, though, in Pick Your Platform, Raise Your Voice, what does this mean for people, so that if they don't know what your programs are, I mean, I know what it's about, but I would like you to tell them a little bit about what you do to help women pick their platform and raise their voice.
That's so beautiful. Thank you for asking that. And there's so much to say about it, Elizabeth, but it really is way for women to be seen in this world, because I truly believe that each of us has a very unique message encoded inside of us, and we may not always necessarily feel fully held or know how to bring that message forward. What platform do we pick? You know, going back to what I said about our grandmothers, you know, my goodness, we have access to so much right now that it can feel overwhelming. You know, and I can literally start a YouTube channel and give our message that way. Oh, like you're doing with this radio broadcast, Elizabeth, you're holding space for women to be heard. This is not the kind of access my grandmother or even my mom had.
No. So, nor would they have even be thought of at that point in time. Yeah.
And it can be daunting to know what platform is right for you. You know, there's so many women, there's a way to bring your message forward at a women's conference or a platform online. So pick your platform and raise your voice is about helping you hone your message and articulate it into a well-crafted, thought-out talk, a signature talk that identifies your message and is a full reflection of who you are, and helping you pick the platform that's right for you and right for your message to be heard.
Wow.
So it's a very specific way where I work with you one-on-one, and guide you and really allow your message to come out with the full richness of its being for every woman out there, regardless of race, regardless of your gender identity, regardless of your physical ability or religion or class. Every one of us needs to be heard. And I believe this message, you know, resides in each and every one of us. And we just need somebody to kind of take our hand and say, here, I found a way to do that. And here's how. So,
And to show us how to, show us how to walk into this, whether it be a radio show like this or a YouTube channel, you said, or a live video feed, or, you know, I think I read somewhere something about TEDx, getting women ready for TEDx stage. Is that correct?
Yes. In fact, I went through that program myself on getting ready for the TEDx stage, and I will be taking the TEDx stage very soon, which is such a powerful platform, you know? And sadly, there just is not enough women speakers in the world. And we need to change that.
I think you're doing that with this program. You really are. You're bringing that to light. You're giving women a chance to stand up and speak their truth and help other women or men or even youngsters, you know, bring forth their message.
Well, I think the world, I really feel, Elizabeth, that the world really needs to hear from womankind more than ever right now.
Yes.
So we have to be bold in sharing our narratives. We have to be willing to be heard, to be shaking in our boots, so to speak, and show up anyway, you know, knowing that the sisterhood... You know, the feminine way, I trust into and lean into it so much, Elizabeth. The feminine way is so, you know, inclusive that women just are there to hold you up and pick you up and you know, shoulder up with you and help you through. It's just what I've found so far in my journey, just like through this interview, you know. This is just such a beautiful way. So that why I'm sharing that is that be afraid, but show up anyway, because I assure you, sisters listening to this interview, you will find that there is this beautiful group of women, this tribe that will show up for you on your journey. It's just the feminine way.
Right. And when you say fear, I know I heard somewhere fear being stated as false evidence appearing real. And I think that so many of us, until we absolutely stand on our own two feet and try something, you have no idea. You have no idea. The fear is just something that is not real. It's not there. Once you stand up and you talk, and well, just like we're doing today, like I said, it's just like talking to old friends. You know, if you can look at it that way, as you're spreading your message, talking to an old friend, then I think we will see more women out there, and
I love
not
that.
Not have their egos in the way, or being have the misaligned thought of fear holding them back, or worried about what other people say. Because it really doesn't matter at this time. It doesn't matter what somebody else says about you. You stand up for what you believe in. And you spread your voice, and you do it in a loving way. Right?
Yes, I love that, Elizabeth. That is so true. And what's cool about that, Elizabeth, is that even through this is what you talked about, fear, it ties so beautifully into my program, Pick Your Platform and Raise Your Voice. I work through that to help you alchemize your fears into action. And when you allow your voice to be heard, you're able to harness that energy. Fear is just adrenaline rushing through your body. So,
right.
You know, I teach you how to harness that energy and organize it to be a force for positive change. How, you know, a lot of the most prolific and visionary women leaders you see on the world stage today, whether it be Marianne Williamson or Oprah or Elizabeth Gilbert, you know, or Linda Sarsour, a lot of our women activists, you know, our female change makers, hey, they're scared too, you know?
Right.
They really are. But they've found that they can use that fear to alchemize it and help them take a bigger stand in the world.
Yeah.
So it's about, yes, go ahead, be afraid, but show up anyway, you know?
Right. Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. Be afraid, mm-hmm. but show up anyways. Take action. Take action moving forward. That is beautiful. So I know, talking about Pick Your Platform, Raise Your Voice, what brings you joy in that work that you do? What could you say is the joy for you?
What a great question. And I'm so happy that you asked that question, because without it, without this joy you speak of,
mm-hmm.
we really don't see how this can be sustainable. You know, I have to find the greatest joy that I find, Elizabeth, is making space. And I call that space very sacred. I consider it sacred. Making space for other women to be seen and heard. You know, this mirrors so directly my own journey about feeling invisible, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing, no greater joy than watching other women break the mold around, you know, gender stereotypes or racial inequality, or just issues around visibility. There's such
right.
a joy I receive from seeing other sisters break through those barriers and break down those walls.
Right.
It emboldens me and it empowers me more than anything. So the joy that I receive is from seeing that happen. When I see a client receive her breakthrough, oh man, there's no greater, you know, feeling of, okay, I'm on the right track. This is why I do this.
Right.
So
oh,
the beautiful. More we show up, yes, the more we show up for ourselves, we really are showing up for each other in that
true,
way.
True, true. Sonali, we have a caller on the line. Would you like to take in this caller?
Oh, sure. Would love it.
Okay. I'm going to call on area code 805 as I bring you in. I would like to see if I can click on here. Area code 815 or 805. You're on Journey into Healing. What is your name?
Hi, my name is Sharmila.
Hi, Sharmila. Do you have something you'd like to ask Sonali or myself?
I would. I've been listening, and it's been so enlightening to hear some of the what you've been talking about, Sonali, and I think, like, you know, this program that, you know, your radio show, Elizabeth, is like the perfect piece, you know, to be interviewing other women, and so
thank
you picked your platform. And
yes, I did.
What I found so profound, you know, is what Sonali was saying about, you know, be afraid, because you don't hear that. You always talk about, like, conquer your fear and blah, blah, blah. But
right.
I don't know. There's something about, yeah, be afraid and speak up anyway.
Yeah.
And so what I'm wondering is if you've got somebody, you know, I mean, Muslims in this country are being so marginalized and demonized, and Mexicans, or, you know, specifically Mexicans, with a border wall, you know, being discussed and being demonized. And I'm just wondering if you've had any of these women come to you, and how do you you know, help them get, alchemize their fear so that they can just speak up anyway?
Oh,
like,
what
is that process?
Sonali, would you like to answer that?
I would love to, and I have chills. And Sharmila, thank you so much for asking this vital question, sister. I applaud you and champion you. And, you know, by Sharmila asking this question, it automatically allows these women that she speaks of to be heard. You know, see how that happens? Like, she, by her just raising her voice in this moment, it automatically brings women into the fold. It allows us to create this container for us to be heard. And yes, Sharmila, you are so right. There are so many sisters, so many women that are feeling this marginalization, feeling silence, feeling pushback. And yet, and they're not feeling very necessarily empowered to speak up and be heard, right? Because the moment they do, they're afraid that that's going to, there are some very real world threats that they're facing. So this is why I feel it is more incumbent upon us as women to show up, because we're not showing up just ourselves, we're showing up for each other. You know, the moment when Sharmila just used her voice in such a powerful way, other women will see themselves through her in how she just showed up, in how she chose her words, in how she decided to show up in her authenticity today, in her nuanced expression. Sharmila is a beautiful woman of color. She's a brown sister. I know her. You know, I'm going to try to keep it together and, you know, lose it on air. But, you know, this is
don't
this
worry,
is exactly.
Sonali, that makes you authentic. Don't worry about
but
losing it on air.
True.
Right?
I love it. But her authenticity and her brilliance in this moment is what other women are going to hear and feel and say, you know what, I got something to say too. So my point is to answer Sharmila's question, you know, keep showing up, keep creating the sacred container, because your voice is being heard, you are being seen, and your voice has value. Your voice has value, and it matters. So,
and I think that's what all women need to know, is we do matter. You know, everybody wants to matter in this world, right? And we do matter. So, yeah. Very. Thank you so much, Sharmila, for coming on and being brave and using your voice.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Okay, we're going to move on. You're welcome. I have another question for Sonali. Okay, ready, Sonali?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay, this is a really big one, and I hope this doesn't catch you off guard, but I want to know, what is your superpower?
Woo! Yeah, talk about. and this,
it's
a what
heavy
a
loaded question.
Question. Well, it's a heavy loaded question because we're not very adept at talking about the power that we hold. You know, it's difficult to articulate that because I find that I'm better able to see the power in other women. I'm able to identify and hone in on what her superpower is and help her rise and help her stand. But that when it comes to your own self, we're afraid to look in the mirror of our own selves, right?
Right.
And
I think
I'll be honest.
We do have a hard time holding the mirror up at ourselves and looking at it. But I do believe that's what helps us be the best that we can be for others.
I believe
it's knowing that we go through this journey as well as they do.
Wow. And thank you for holding up that mirror for me right now and here in this moment. And I will have to share what I see reflected back in this moment there from a very real, authentic place. And what's coming up for me, Elizabeth, when you ask that question is,
yes,
I see my grandmother who transitioned on her 90th birthday in
now
June
you give
of last
me goosebumps.
Year. that is what I see coming forward is the ancestors who came through so much struggle to be here so that you and I can be where we are today. Who knew that we would be on a blog, you know, talk radio interview? You know, I this is the superpower I feel I hold. The lineage that I come from, you know, that I stand on the shoulders of such strong women.
And not only do you stand on those shoulders of those strong women, but you're transcending their struggle because you're doing what you're doing. And you're holding space for other women, and you're showing them how to raise their voice. And you, in turn, are using your voice to do that. And you're transcending all those years of struggle that women have had in the past, your ancestors and everyone's, I do believe.
Whew, powerful stuff. And they came to so much sacrifice, so much duty, and did it with such grace. And my grandmother was an extremely powerful, just the Mother Teresa of our family. But I felt like Elizabeth, she got by, or I don't have to.
Right.
You know what I mean? She had so much to say and didn't always have the platform to say it. She didn't always have the kind of access and the extent of choice.
Right.
You know, our grandmothers didn't, that you and I have today. And I think it's incredible that I have all this access. Unlike ever before, we live in unprecedented revolutionary times on our planet. You know, the fact that I get to live here and now in this moment is a testimony that I better speak up, you know? better, because I'm doing it for my descendants, for the women and girls that are coming after me.
Yeah. You're paving the way, and you're helping others not have the struggles that they don't need to have. People don't need to have these struggles. You know, I think along the way, we place these obstacles in our path. Like before the show, I was talking to you about sabotage, and I am a great person for self-sabotage, and I think we do that to ourselves. We put these obstacles in our paths to see if we're strong enough to pick up and go forward with them, or if we're really going to suck back and let them take control. And I think with that being said, you know, raising your voice and taking action and moving forward, the very thing that you're teaching these women today is setting the stage for a little bit less self-sabotage, a little bit less fear, and a little bit less staying in the background. Am I right?
I couldn't. 100%, sister. And relating that back to your powerful question, It's time. The time is now that we lift the heavy weight off the shoulders of our ancestors. It's time we take our space, our rightful and equitable space in this world, you know, not just for the women who risk their lives for our freedom, but it's time we do that, you know, for the women and girls that are going to come after us, like I said, because I really feel this, Elizabeth, that we are their curriculum. We are their guidepost. So we have to be who we are. And I feel like we're on this threshold, and I know you feel this. There are so many women who are going to feel this, that we're on the threshold of this feminine awakening. And how lucky we are to be in part of that cultural conversation. How lucky we are that we are in this moment. And that this is the moment that we've been waiting for all our lives. So this is our time. The time is now.
Right. It is definitely now that we speak up. But I think we can do it in, you know, there's so many people out there that are speaking up in hatred and speaking up from a fear and from lack. I think if we speak up with love in our hearts and knowing that we're spreading the love and there is no lack and there is no limitation, and you know, we all are one soul here on this earth. Not to get too heavy with anybody here, but that we're all connected, and that if we do this in a place of love and acceptance, that we will be spreading more love and acceptance into the world instead of fear or hatred. Do you agree?
So beautiful. So beautiful. 100%, sister. 100%. And when you are able to better articulate your message and use your words of love, this is what transforms our world. So I couldn't agree with you more, Elizabeth. But we have to be willing
and it brings
to take
the
up
healing.
Your space.
Yeah, yes, it brings the healing not only for yourself, but it brings the healing to the planet and to the world. And for everybody that's out there, just by speaking with love and not with fear.
Beautiful.
Yeah, definitely. Ooh, so give me goosebumps, Sonali. You always do. So let's think about this. If you could solve any one problem in the world, because you are teaching women to pick your platform, you know, raise your voice, get out there in the world. But if you could solve any one problem in the world, I don't just mean this country, I mean worldwide, you know, knowing that you have this platform that you're doing it on and this program, what would you want to solve in the world? What problem would be out there that you'd want to solve?
Goodness gracious. There's so much to, that's a loaded question for sure, right? There's so
I
much.
I know, they're all loaded, right?
But you sure know how to ask powerful questions. And if I were to be authentic and drop into my heart, I would have to say what I want to see changed or resolved, Elizabeth, is I want to see more women leaders take up more space in this world to be who we are, you know? For women,
yeah.
I really feel to have a collectively thriving world, it has to, you know, what's resonating for me right now is that we have to be willing to allow more people to have an equitable place in this world to express themselves, right?
Yeah.
That each of our voices have value, that each of us has this inherent message encoded inside of us, and that it's our duty to bring that message to light, to give it air to breathe. You know, that's yours to take, that place. You know, this old paradigm, Elizabeth, of what's coming up for me right now is I remember being raised to believe that and a man had to hold a chair out for you and then you sit down, you know, that's
right.
A very old paradigm, you know, right now it's, you have to just grab a chair and take your seat at the table.
Right.
You know, grab a mic or a
microphone.
But if
somebody wants to hold it out for me, I don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll let them hold it out.
Boy, lucky you, you know, if somebody's holding a chair out for you, great, just take your seat.
Right.
But the reality is, Elizabeth, not all women are held, you know, in that space.
Yeah,
a lot of women
why
have
should
to
they
fight
have
very
to,
hard.
Yeah. Why should you have to wait for somebody to take action in order for
Amen.
You to feel better about yourself, right? You
Amen.
Need to step into it, take your action. And when you're owning that space and you're owning your light and you're owning your message, there's going to be somebody that's going to come around and pull your chair out for you. There is going to be somebody that's going to open the car door for you just because you're radiating with such warmth, beauty, and love. People are going to be falling all over you looking for to help you to do that, right?
How absolutely true. I'm reminded of this. I'm going to probably butcher this quote by Shirley Chisholm. But she's the first African-American woman who ran for president of the United States back in the day. But she said something to the effect that if you're not given a seat at the table, then you bring a folding chair, you know?
Right.
You just, you know, but like you said, with love, you know, you find in a loving way, take that space. It's yours. It's yours to take that space.
Right.
We need more. Well, having said that, we need more diversity in leadership today, Elizabeth. You know, that there is a very real struggle around women not being fully heard and fully received at the leadership table. So,
and I think we're getting there. Like I said, it is going slowly. But if we had more Oprahs in the world, you know, and shining their light, that's why with your program, I think it's just beautiful that women are out there, like, I want to say Oprah, because she's huge, right?
Yeah.
She started from nothing. She used her voice. She used love. She does not do this in a matter of, you know, that's my right, my inherent right, and I'm taking it, though. But she does step in with love and grace and dignity and pulls that chair out, and she will invite her sister to sit right next to her, you know, because that's what us women do for each other. And not to, you know, because I wouldn't want to put men down or anything, because they have just as much right as we do to be there. But it is a, I look at it as our world is coming there. And I think more women that step into their power, spread their voice like you and I are doing, and all the other people that I have around here coming on for interviews, I think that, you know, this 100 years has gone really rapid pace as far as technology. I think the next 100 years is going to amaze and shock everybody. I really do believe that. Are you with me on that one? The next 100 years? Sonali, did I lose you? Oh, no, I think we lost Sonali, or we lost me, either one. Let's see if she can get back on here. Let's see if I can find Sonali. Or me. Okay, everybody. So it looks like our interview is getting cut short because I don't know what happened to me, and I don't know what happened to Sonali, and I don't know what happened to our program. But we have much more to say in this. Let's see if we can get this going for Sonali. Are you there, Sonali? She's got dead air. Okay, so, yeah, she must have got cut off. I'm going to have her try to call in again. Let's see if we can have her try calling in again, Sonali. And we will try and get her back on the air because this conversation is going so beautiful. And I wouldn't want everybody to miss out on what Sonali has to say. So we lost her. She has dropped off. And we're going to see if Sonali can call back in. And hopefully she'll be back on here for our minutes remaining in our show. And I just want to put a reminder out for anybody if they would like to call in here at this time and speak with Sonali. They can do so by dialing in at 646-564-9633. And hopefully if we get Sonali back on here, we can bring you on the air. And I think we do have Sonali back in. Sonali, are you there?
I'm back in.
Oh, technical difficulties as usual.
Yeah. This is life. This is life happening as we're growing and as we're using our voice. This is perfect
metaphor.
This is
real life.
Perfect metaphor for what we're trying to say.
I know it is, right? And I was just telling anybody if they wanted to call in, they could. I'll give the number out again. It's 646-564-9633. And we do have about 15 minutes left. And I want to keep this conversation going since it's such a juicy topic. It's great. And I think our listeners are getting quite a bit out of this conversation. Do you agree?
Absolutely. I'm having so much fun with this, Elizabeth.
Oh, I'm so glad. Great. So would you mind if I threw another question your way?
Let's do it.
Okay. So let's see. What is one assumption that others think about what you do and what this program is about, not knowing it. Because if somebody else has an assumption, I'm sure there's more than one out there.
Mm-hmm.
Or even as to what a women's empowerment leader is and what you do.
Great question. You know, there are a lot of roadblocks and quite a few things, challenges that can stand in the way from sharing the story and from being seen and taking your rightful place. You know, I hear so many of them in my own head, and so many of it coming from women who just really do have a desire to be seen, but they don't necessarily have the money or have the time or, you know, have the ability to, you know, show up and be seen and do all the work that it requires to bring their message to the world. But I'm just here to say, be willing to be seen, sister. You know, once you're willing to take your rightful and equitable place, once you believe that your voice has value, that you know that your story is such a powerful way to counter the narrative to what is being perpetuated on the political or world stage. I'm telling you that the support will come. It will arrive.
Right.
But you first have to be willing to take that stand. Be willing to stand up and raise your hand and say, I'm right here. I'm willing to be seen. What I say matters. My story is powerful, and I'm ready to make an impact. It's amazing the way the universe
right.
shows up for you halfway with funds, with, you know, with time, with the energy and the support of the sisterhood. But it just has to start with you being willing to accept that what you say matters, and that your voice has value, and that your message is what if your message is what the world really needs right now, right?
Right.
And I don't
right.
want you to hold back that from me or from us as, you know, bring planetary healing for our world. So
right.
Right. So be willing to really take a look and see where it is that you can show up more fully in the world.
So for all the women that are out there, how do they get in touch with you, Sonali? Can you tell them?
Sure, I would love to, Elizabeth. Thank you. You can definitely find out more about me and my work and this program that I speak of, Pick Your Platform and Raise Your Voice, on my website at sonalifisk.com. That's www.sonalifisk.com. And under the tab Work With Me, you will find a whole lot more about this program called Pick Your Platform and Raise Your Voice. It's a very immersive, powerful 12-week program that takes you a deep dive into your feminine authority and helps you really position you as a woman of influence and as a visionary woman leader.
Wow.
That's one way that's how you can find out more about it on sonalifisk.com.
And I will make sure there's a link to it. If I don't have it in the episode, you can go over to elizabethsampson.com on the archive shows, and there will be a link to Sonali's website. So you will be able to find the program that she talks about, definitely. So that's awesome. So there's another thing that I wanted to talk about, Sonali. You had talked about a mastermind that you're in, actually, or that you do, or you host. Would you like to tell a little bit about that?
I think you might be referring to the Call to Sacred Activism.
Yes, I'm sorry. Call
Thank
to Sacred
you. No,
Activism.
No, not at all. Thank you for bringing that into the conversation. It's a weekly teleclass that I host to help, you know, so many women really are finding their voice right now, Elizabeth, and are really finding they have a lot to say and not necessarily know how to, you know, position that into a story or into a narrative. And this is just my way of offering free support for women activists and women leaders and trailblazers and change makers that are finding that they really want to show up in the world in a bigger, bolder way. And this is how I show up for the sisterhood, so that they receive free coaching and free leadership resources and tools from me on, you know, how to show up in a bigger way. So this is a weekly call to sacred activism. Again, you can find out more about this teleclass on my website at sonalifist.com. And it's a, some amazing, beautiful conversations in those teleclasses, because, you know, this is, again, a sacred container that I've created so that women can be heard, so that you can bring your voice into the conversation and into the cultural conversation and speak your mind and your truth in an authentic space and in a space where you feel safe, so that you can articulate what it is you want to say. You know, we're not always fully able to show up in our full, rich self on social media, right?
We
don't always feel safe in doing so. So this is a way that I have found to help us women really show up more fully, to support and receive coaching, and help support each other and hold each other up. The call to sacred activism for women.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Now, that's online. Is it something that you do online, or do you do it on the telephone? Or and how many people can you take in these classes?
Great questions. I believe it is a place where you save your spot. It's a Zoom online platform. So you do RSVP to save your spot. And in fact, I'm so glad you brought that up, because on my next teleclass, I'm interviewing a very heavy hitter. She's a best-selling author and the mentor to help women show up on the TEDx stage. And I'm interviewing her. So you're going to, women are going to receive a lot of juicy tools on how to bring their message to the TEDx stage. Yes.
Is there a limit for how many people can attend this? I mean, you say you reserve a seat.
There
is there like 50,
that's
100?
That's a good question. I'm not sure what that top number is, Elizabeth. That's, I should probably know that, right? But it's a space that actually it's a quite a large space, so we can host a lot of women on there. So, but it, nevertheless, reserve your spot, save your seat at sonalifist.com/free-tele-class.
Wow.
And that's, if you just go to sonalifist.com, you'll see the free teleclass and you can save your spot. But
is that under your Work With Me tab, or is that something separate?
That's under Free Teleclass tab.
Free Teleclass, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's so wonderful to be able to be putting out free content for people, I think, to help them step into their power and, you know, help them hone things along the way, so that when they do get enough courage to step into the light, then, you know, they receive that from these calls, I'm assuming, right?
Absolutely. That's the whole point, is I want women to walk away with really juicy content, really juicy resources and tools, so that they can step fully into their power. You know, that there really aren't any excuses left. You know, there's no,
right.
there really is no excuse left for us to show up. You know, we really have access to so much rich content, Elizabeth. So
yeah.
I'm just creating that for women who, you know, don't necessarily have as much access as the rest of us. So
right.
It's a joy. This, going back to your question about joy, this is another way that I step into my own joy and show up for more women in the world.
Yeah, that's beautiful, because when you do for others, it seems as though it brings so much happiness and joy to you and yourself and your soul, and
100%.
Helps propel you forward.
100%.
So, Sonali, you're located in California, is that correct?
Yes, in Southern California.
Do you do any local hostings, any live events?
I do live events, although I don't have one on the books right now in this moment. I do host live workshops at the Goddess Temple in Orange County. This is such a beautiful sacred space. It's actually a museum for women, or museum for woman, and a goddess temple where women can convene and receive support and, show up together. So
anybody that's in the Southern California area,
sure,
can go there and find some classes that you do occasionally, correct?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I would post that on my website on Facebook and other social media platforms when those workshops come up. Yes.
That is so awesome. Sonali, I want to thank you so much for being here. And we only have, 4 minutes left. So actually maybe even a little under 4 minutes. If you would like to give any last words, words on this interview so that people will know a little bit more about you.
Thank you, Elizabeth, for this beautiful opportunity to talk with you. I love talking with you, and you're so easy to talk to. I just want to say, for women, you're welcome. For women who feel, that they're in this transition, or they feel perhaps, gosh, where do I begin? Or they're not necessarily sure where to start. I want to offer you, be willing to know that a great place to start is start with your story. It's through our narratives, how we unpack our stories, that we connect to each other. It's such a powerful way for people to get connected and aligned. Storytelling is such an immediate way that draws people into the present moment. So be willing to talk about your migrant journey, or your ethnic identity, or your personal narrative. This is the counter narrative that is so needed to shift the world right now. So your truth is your power, sister. This is such a powerful, energetic starting point. Share your story. Do not leave space for someone else to usurp your feminine authority or to speak on your behalf anymore.
Absolutely, and amen to that.
We don't want to hear about women and about immigrants or about women leaders. No, that's your job. That's my job. That's our work. We have the power to reimagine and counter the narrative. So this is such a powerful and creative expression of resistance. And it doesn't have to be perfect. It is not going to be perfect. But the beautiful part about that, Elizabeth, is that's what resonates more with humanity. All the ones that show up fully with their imperfections and flaws. Show up, give your message to the world, let people in on your story, because by doing so, other women will experience themselves through you.
Aww,
and that
you
kind
so
of openness and vulnerability is what we need more than ever right now.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for coming on for this interview and talking with us here on Journey into Healing. I am so glad that you were able to bring your message forward for all the women out there so that hopefully they could take part in learning how to raise their voice into the world. So thank you very much, Sonali.
You are so welcome, Elizabeth, and I thank you for taking your stand and for standing in your power and sharing this platform with the rest of us.
Oh, well, you are welcome, and I'm sure I will be talking to you soon. So thank you very much, Sonali. I'll put the stuff up on my website, and I really appreciate you and your love and your light that you send into the world. So thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you so much.
Thank you, honey. Okay, everybody, so we are going to wrap up this show here, and I want to thank everybody for listening to our interview with Ms. Sonali Fisk into Journey into Healing. If you've liked what you've heard here, please share this out with your friends so that you can rate the show on iTunes if you'd like. Share it out with your friends, your family. And I want you to remember that you are the only one that can heal yourself from illness and disease. And you hold the keys to your future. And it's your choice on which road that you want to travel. So until next time, which will be Sunday here at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, where we have an interview with Dr. Michelle Walker, who is a doctor of nursing practice. She's also a reverend, a medium, a metaphysician, and an ordained minister through Fellowships of the Spirit in Lilydale, New York. So keep an eye out for that on this Blog Talk Radio page or go to elizabethsampson.com. And I appreciate everyone for coming in and spending time with us. So until Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, take care, everybody.